to 5,000.
Everyone, this is Ken Williams. Welcome to this year reunion. Let's see. First, I want to introduce the people that are with me here in the studio, and particularly my good friends, Al Lowe. Al, say hi.
Hi.
That's Al. Author of Leisure Suit Larry Gaines, people might know him from. And Scott Murphy.
Hello.
From Space Quest.
And the radio voice.
Also hiding out in the other room is my wife, Roberta, who wrote the King's Quest series.
Hi, everybody.
Berta?
She's here.
Are you here?
Where is she?
I'm here.
Roberta's in the other room helping us do the show.
I'm going to be sending you the pictures.
Well, ooh, she's our pet.
Yep,
let's
I'm
see.
Pet.
Couple of logistic things for everybody is stop typing. As some people can tell, we actually have kind of a bug in our software, and it's supposed to roll people into new rooms after 40 users, but we goofed. And as you can tell, it's letting everybody in the same room, which is really great, except that it makes things a bit crowded. So if some people want to, they can flip to another room. Everything will work just fine, and the chat won't go by quite so fast. But that's entirely up to you. As long as you can read fast, you're certainly welcome to be here. Let's see what we're going to do today. First off, I guess what I should say is that I'm not a talk show host. I'm a computer programmer. I've got other people here that are much better at this than me. What I'm hoping is that all of you can make my life really easy by calling here and talking about Sierra or whatever you want to talk about. Talk about the history of Sierra, talk about TSN, talk about INN, talk about the realm. We can all talk about the beginning of Sierra, talk about the good days, the bad days, I don't know, the technology, games you've done, games you'd like to do, anything you want to. We can talk about Oakhurst. Entirely up to you. If nobody calls, then we're stuck listening to us talk, which may or may not be fun. And with that, actually, you know, Gordon, what I'd like to start with is a survey, just so I kind of know who's in the audience. But it'd be possible to put in the question of who everybody is and make the category, just say, who are you? And then ask people if they're a current employee, an ex-employee, just a gamer or a fan or one of our competitors, a Sierra competitor. I would be very curious to see who we've got out there today. Al, do you have any opening comments?
Yes, I prepared a short text. Let me get my papers ready here. I just say, I think this is a fun day for everybody. I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to this. I think this is going to be a real kick. I tell you, one thing I'd like to see is everybody change their name so that I know who in the heck you really are.
Yeah.
I mean, the handles are cute, but we have a lot of friends, I think, out there, and it would be fun to see who really is here as opposed to, well, some of these handles are too creative.
For instance, it would be nice to know who the people are who say we suck.
Yeah, particularly you, asshole.
Oh, wait, is this radio?
Huh?
No, this isn't radio.
This is the internet.
Oh, yeah, well, screw them.
We can say that. I shouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. let's get started, or... Oh, there's the survey. I'm curious to find out who's in the crowd. Somebody should be talking as they vote.
It looks like we're mostly others.
So that would be...
I voted.
That's
the case. Yes, I was.
Why didn't this is a primarily other audience? Nobody from any Sierra competitors.
That's not a surprise.
Well, somebody called the show, so we've got somebody. In fact, here's a caller now.
Hey!
Oh, my. Hi, this is Ken. Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken Williams?
Yeah.
Hi, am I on the air here?
You're on the air.
Cool. I was just wondering, is there going to be a Space Quest 7?
I'll let Scott Murphy answer that question.
Or I can ask Scott then. Is there going to be a Space Quest 7?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. In my mind, there's one. Unfortunately, that's the only place that exists right now. I'd love to see one, but I don't think the other one are favorite.
Well, as long as you're here, Scott, tell us, if there were one, what would it be about?
Oh, what would it be about? Oh, you know, it's interesting. Roger has some very difficult love situations to deal with.
There's some things I just can't listen to. It's pretty personal. What caller? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Joseph Bowers.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Joe. Well, what would you like to see?
Do you happen to own a major game company?
actually, what I'd like to see in it is really big platypuses.
Platypuses are good.
Yeah, I like platypuses.
That is great.
That's good. Okay.
Actually, we're going to have Marty Pro here in a little bit. Let's talk about him. Well, thanks, Joe. We're going to go to another caller.
Okay.
Hi, it's Ken Williams. You're on the show.
Hey, great.
Ooh, did I lose you?
Hold on, I'm going to hang up the other line.
I'm going to hang up the other line.
Is that it?
Are you still there?
Still don't know how to operate it, Sam.
Okay, I'm not good at operating this. I normally work downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Hi, what's your name?
Paula.
Paula, how you doing?
Hey.
You're on with Al and Scott and Roberta. Hi, Paula.
Cool.
Hello, Paula.
Well, what can we tell you today?
Oh, well, there's a little bit of a delay, so I guess that's what I'm listening to on my computer.
Turn your computer down.
You know, you guys got into this kind of cold. I want to hear the history.
Oh.
I want to know how you guys got together.
Tell us all about it, Ken. I was born a young black child.
And then changed later. Actually, we should tell just a little bit of the history, and I'll let Roberta do that if she'll tell the staff story. Roberta's kind of famous for being long-winded. Roberta, can you give us 1 minute?
Okay, how close is the barbecue place?
What was the question?
She wanted to know the history of how we got into this whole thing in the first place. A quick version, Berna.
In 1980, I was playing a game, an adventure game called Colossal Cave, which was on our old Apple II. And it was just a text adventure game. I don't know, adventure games nowadays seem to have kind of a bad connotation, but we'll forget that for a moment. And basically, at that time, it was just a really neat, fun game. It was an interactive story. And I played it and just really got hooked on the idea of being able to play a story, and decided to design my own game on the side. And so I did, kind of a murder mystery story. Designed it out, and then Ken, being a programmer at the time, he was a really hot programmer, and asked him to program it for me and, to figure out how to do pictures, because that was the big thing that we wanted to do with that this other game didn't have, to add pictures to a computer game, which had never been done before, and he agreed, and together we worked on it, and that started Sierra Online. Only at the time it was called Online Systems, and
well, that was Ken's company's original name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Online Systems.
Yeah, he did. Ken, didn't you do work for other people at the time?
Yeah, before we started Sierra, I was doing contract programming on IBM mainframes as kind of doing online type stuff. We had a marketing train with a bunch of terminals. I called it Online Systems.
So you've come completely around the circle.
That's right. And that's the end of that? Okay. Does that answer your question, Paula?
It does, thanks.
Thank you. I'll see you.
So when you started, did you have like a great big office? Did you rent like a palatial estate?
Huh?
Where'd you start?
Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay, engineers, next call.
We lost that caller.
Hi, are you there? This is Ken. Okay, sorry, we'll put that one on hold. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
This is Ken.
Is this Ken?
This is Ken.
Hi, Ken, this is Kira.
Hey, Kira, how you doing?
Good, I've been emailing you. I sent you in some TSN INN text.
Oh, we've got a lot of those.
I know.
Cool.
I really miss, but you know, you guys. I mean, I was hoping maybe you could start an email or something in a few years.
Well, I got a new email going today. This is it.
Well, I was hoping like Oakhurst or something, calling it Oakhurst Enterprises or something.
Oh, you could rename this.
Anyways,
I got a lot of TSN pictures. Roberta, can you find some of the TSN pictures and put them online? Kira, tell us.
Kira, you should have one. I sent Kira in there. I used the beta test with Sierra. I'm currently a moderator on World Opponent Network, WAN.
Yeah.
And I used to be a moderator, Fallon, on The Realm. And I just wanted to let you know that I was with TSN for a very long time. And I met my husband online. And I moved 3,000 miles away from my home to my future husband's home in Boston, and I'm living here now for 5 years.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for TSN, I would have never met him.
Another satisfied customer.
I would bet that 90% of the people listening to us have never heard of TSN.
Well, I prefer calling it TSN because, you know, it was named INN after AT&T bought it.
But tell everybody what it was. For all those people that have never, ever seen it before, what is it?
The Sierra Network. Well, it's an online gaming area. It was probably the very first one that ever started up. It was a wonderful place that had so much to offer the players. I mean, you could go into different gaming areas and you could play cards, or you could go over and play Baron, Boogers. Then there was also Servius, Shadows of Servius, which was wonderful. And then came Cawdor and Quinion. And I beta tested for Cawdor and Quinion, actually.
And then there was also Larry Land,
which was fun. I'm sure everybody remembers Alan. Boy, did you have to go in there with an open mind. That was wonderful. And you had email. You had your own little email message board. And also you guys were setting up something where you could access the Internet. I'm not sure if it was TSN or INN that was starting that.
Yeah, that was INN that was starting that.
Yeah.
I know. I missed all my friends from there. Those were great days. Sierra was way ahead of the time.
Ah, do you remember the pricing? I think it was like you could join the Sierra Network. It was unlimited hours, and I think it was, $49.95 a month?
I think $14.95 a month. Although we experimented with every price going that would have. We're showing on screen now, for people that haven't seen it, what email looked like 10 years ago. And that was one of the core features of TSN, is that we actually, when you got your email, it showed up in a little envelope. And you could pick your stamp. And I think there was even a stamp that looked like me at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, you started this network, didn't you, on, 386s, or was it?
Oh, yeah, it was on, I think 386s were considered the fast ones. And actually, part of the story that nobody knows is that Al Lowe was the first programmer on TSM. Aren't you, Al?
I did that instead of Larry 4.
Oh, wow.
At the time, we thought that the future of adventure games lay in online and multiplayer and interactive between people. So we started out to write Leisure Suit Larry 4 as an online game, and we never got there. We tried different things, and we ended up, I programmed backgammon and chess and checkers just as filler to kill my time while... Jeff Stevenson and Matt George got the the system working. But they never get the system working enough that we could actually do a game where we actually moved around and did things. So we were what, 8 years too early?
Oh,
7 years too early.
We were too early. We were on the bleeding edge of technology.
Oh, man,
the
bleeding edge.
Well, there was no such thing.
At least we didn't have any access to high-speed multiple modems and stuff. We were buying 2,400 baud modems and sticking them in chassis and trying to interconnect the computers together. And once we did the math, we said, well, in order to make money, we need 50,000 people. And in order to get 50,000 modems, we're going to have, you know, 20 people doing nothing but screwing modems in the computer.
You know, Sierra, unfortunately, we've got to take off because we've got to go to a commercial break now.
No.
You don't want a commercial. I'm going to pay the rent here somehow at Top 5. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Talk to you later, Sierra.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Gordoff, are we going to a commercial? I guess not. Al, let's talk for a minute. Because apparently there's no commercials ready to fly.
Hi, we're back.
You're not talking about yourself. maybe we'll take another call.
I don't think that was all the time that we had.
So. Okay, let's talk to one more person. Here we go. Hi, this is Ken. You're on at Talk Fly.
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
All right, how you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Well, who am I talking to?
My name's Rick. I'm in Los Angeles.
Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Well, what's your question? What can we tell you?
Well, I was just over at the Leisure Suit Larry site, and I was looking through the message board, and that's actually how I found out about this site. And there's some disturbing news about some changes at Sierra and Al and Scott not being employed anymore. I don't know if you guys can talk about that, but I'm just very concerned about the future of my favorite games.
Well, right now, there is no future.
Yeah, I think you got to turn down your computer.
Your computer.
We're hearing the we're hearing the 7-second delay that we have, just in case you should say a bad word.
Well, don't say that word. The audio on my computer is actually
off. What are we hearing? Okay, well, let's answer your question. I guess the honest answer to that is that I left Sierra. I think a lot of people know that almost 2.5 years ago. Sierra was purchased, and I left and decided to go do something different. Stayed on for about 1.5 years to try to do what I could to smoothly integrate it into the new company. But basically, I don't control Sierra anymore and have nothing to do with their policy and probably shouldn't comment on what games they do. But they're telling me we've got to go to a commercial. What we'll do is talk to you on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
President Lyle here. Oh, it's you. That's great, that's great. You know, we're quite a bit alike. In fact, I believe we have the same taste in beer. Bud Ice, am I right? So why don't you come on down to the station and we can talk about it over a few cold ones, huh? Oh, sure, sure. So what do you say, fella? Yeah, yeah. You know, you can't just bottle, huh? You can eat some beer. We live in a decent society. You can't just eat an entire variety of a flipper. Okay, buddy, I see your game. And I can't just... All right, you nutball. You're not so smart. And I'm going to name you. Then we'll see you get the last dooby-dooby dough. That's it.
When I get my money,
I'm going to
throw one
of you,
you crazy penguin
freak.
Drink Bud Ice. But, beware of the penguins.
Anheuser-Busch,
what's up? It's Heineken speaking the truth. So open a Heineken, wait for the beat, and let the truth pour out.
Hey, Heineken. My friends have this dog named Killer. Big, mean sucker. They had to lock him in the bedroom whenever I went over. So I'm there one day, and he got out. And, man, he came after me like I don't know what. So I jumped up and spilled my Heineken all over myself. I was so scared. Well, instead of biting my face off, he licked the beer off my hand. Now whenever I go over there, he wags his tail and he licks my hand. And, you know, I guess he expects me to taste like Heineken.
The truth is, the dog will never bite the hand that feeds him. And remember, if you have something to say, call 1-800-44-RED-STAR, open a Heineken, and let the truth pour out. True truth since 1886. Speak the truth. Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
I'm sure you're here in your van on Hollywood Boulevard where you're gutting toys of the stars home.
Yes, I am. I know.
You ever see the stars out front watering their lawns or washing their cars?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is L.A. Everything goes, anything goes in there.
Okay. And I'll bet some of your clients blow those great picture opportunities, too.
Definitely. Either for the, because of the speed, for one thing.
Yeah.
And another thing is because of the light. You know,
when you say speed, you mean the stars are fast or the speed?
Well, either the stars would really run fast the customers wouldn't be fast enough to take that picture.
Well, you could tell them about that. Kodak Max, Kodak Maximum Versatility Film. It's great to still look that day.
Well, that's great.
Sunlight or low light is the perfect film for when you don't know where those stars are going to be.
Definitely. I mean, that's what most people want. There's a perfect picture with the stars.
Oh, all you have to do is keep this in your van and have your clients say, here, Kodak Max is all you need to know about film. Okay?
Kodak Max. No, you can't forget a name like that.
Okay, we're under contract now. We got a deal.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. That's great.
Other people will talk to your people.
Definitely.
Kodak Max is all you need to know about film.
Yeah, that's Roger's team. Caller, are you still with us? Hello? Hi, this is Ken. Caller, are you with us?
I am here.
Hey, there you are. Sorry, friend. Went away to the break. We were talking about Leisure Suit Larry and what its future might be. And what I was saying is that the honest answer is that neither Al nor I know that... to some extent, I think it's up to the fans and them letting Sierra know and its current management that they would like to see the game continue going. And, you know, just make your opinions known to the people at Sierra. And I'm sure it's impossible for me to conceive that Leisure Suit Larry won't be back. But I do happen to know that there's no Leisure Suit Larry game in development today. But I think that's just a matter of time, or at least I assume it is. I mean, I would hate to think that. I certainly, it's one of my favorite games.
Well, I burned no bridges when I left Sierra. I mean, there was, you know, there wasn't a big knockdown drag out fight or anything. We didn't have. It was just that they didn't feel that the audience was there for another Larry game, at least at this time. And they left the door open to things in the future, but that was about the way it was left. So, you know, I think that there's a definite window of opportunity here for fans to get together and do something about it. If you want the game back, man, I've got plenty of ideas. And in fact, I had a pretty cool design laid out for Larry H. But I think that Ken said the way to do it is to convince management that it'll make money and that people will buy copies of it. I'll be honest with you, part of the problem has been that the last few adventure games that have come on the market have not really sold very well. And I think that's part of what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can't do these games just for the love of it. I mean, you got to pay the salaries, and it's tough sometimes to make back as much money. Games are expensive, and it takes time and money.
Did Larry 7 not sell as well as the earlier ones?
Larry 7 has actually sold pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that's
the irony of it all.
Larry 7 actually came out about 3 years ago.
Well, 2 years ago last November, so two and a half.
To give a sense of things, I think the average bestseller is probably, I mean, you're considered in pretty rare ground if you sell 200,000 copies, and Leisure Suit Larry was over 300,000 ones.
I think we're right at 300,000.
Right at 300,000. So very few games ever sold that many, but the problem is in the 2 years since then, hardly any adventure games have crossed the 200,000 copy boundary.
Well, there's worse than that. Hardly any have made a profit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let alone Broken Even. So, yeah, it's tough.
So I don't think it's a Leisure Suit Larry issue. It's a lack of space that right now, today, the market is ready for an adventure game. But strange things happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take some other calls. Thanks for calling us.
Sure. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Bye.
It looks so easy when Larry does it, you know? Are you there?
Hello.
I liked you already. What's your name?
My name is Conrad.
Conrad. Hi, Conrad.
I am a mountain of big wits. Today, I was on the road, but I was having a great time, and eventually they just kicked me off.
One too many falsos, I think.
I think this call is for you, Al.
Oh, come now. Be reasonable.
Mother, is that you? What can I do for you, David?
I'm wondering, my name is Conrad. What about Middle Earth? What is going to become of Middle Earth?
Middle Earth?
Yes.
Hopefully, I've got downstairs. If we take a break at some point, I'll get Steve Nichols' phone number and give him a call, and he can talk to you about it.
Okay.
But I just talked to him about it, and from what I hear, the Middle Earth team is moving to Seattle, or at least some members of it, and I think we've got an awful lot of the Middle Earth team in the chat room, so you're welcome to send them some chat messages, or hopefully some of them will call in.
Why not Michigan?
Yeah, we could have a poll. Why not can we have a poll? How many people think the Middle Earth team should move to Michigan?
Michigan!
Do you have any other questions, Conrad? Because we do have a few people on hold, and...
No, I
guess.
But I'd like to remind everyone to visit
shittyinfo.com. That's why we're here. Product placement. I'll send you the bill. Okay. Hey, I did it correctly that time. I get an A.
Hey,
caller, you're on with
this purple swag.
Al and Roberta and Scott and Jim.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I can't believe I'm on with you guys.
No, first we need your name, though.
Pete from New Jersey.
Pete from New Jersey. How you doing, Pete?
Good, thanks. I'm a diehard Kings Quest and Larry fan, and I was just wondering... you know, I know obviously everything is going on. As soon as I found out, I was heartbroken, and I started sending mail out to everybody. And I was just wondering, if there's any, like, official place to go or something so we can try to, you know, tell Sierra that we do want this flower guy, you know, see if we could kind of change their minds a little bit. Any official place to go, or...
There kind of is. There's a board called www.roboto, R-O-B-O-T-O, com?
The employees, right?
Yeah, I know that. I mean, it's good in that I think Spirit's current management is reading that board every few minutes. It's just a good way to post messages, but if you want to get to Sierra Senior Management, I'd give you their email addresses, but they would never forgive me. So,
I was going to say, I don't know if for the people who are listening, I don't know if I could say this, but cast.innerspeed.net.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, the people who are listening, you should go out there and sign a petition, and people are writing everything, and I wrote a couple things in there, so, just to let everybody know.
Well, you know, and it's nice to post on that site because all the people who wrote those games, every game you've mentioned, the people that wrote those, not just the designers, as people know, but all the people that kind of slaved away 24 hours a day to get those games out, they're reading it. And it's nice, when the new games get made or not, just it makes them feel great to hear that somebody appreciates their work.
That's true. That's very true. And the petitions have worked in the past, so we encourage that. Glad to see that.
I was just wondering what the practicality of it was.
It's very practical. I mean, in fact, Quest for Glory, the fourth game, I guess it's the one that we just shipped, fourth, came about through a lot of people putting pressure on me when I was running Sierra to start that game into development.
You said we.
Huh?
You said we.
Wait, I know. I still think of ourselves as part of Sierra. But Sierra is a great company, and you know, one thing I should point out is that Sierra is not gone. I mean, it certainly feels like it is to those who are in Oakhurst, and I certainly feel bad for them, but there's still an awful lot of people that work for Sierra today whose future careers depend on the games that they're developing now, and I don't want people to be thinking of Sierra as gone, because Sierra is a long way from gone. It's just a little smaller than it was a couple of weeks ago. But hopefully, if they do the right games and if they work really hard, it'll be infinitely larger a year from now.
Yeah, we still have many friends that work there, and we don't want to see anything happen to them. Obviously, we have feelings about Sierra as a corporation, but you know, there are still a lot of great people that work there and still have the spirit.
Well, plus, you know, we want it to look good on our resume. Bad company.
Good point.
Okay, and with that, I've got to move to the next caller. Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
By the way, Greg, yes, I am reading.
I don't know how to drop the call. How do I get to drop?
It's a drop.
It just doesn't want to drop. Maybe. Okay, here we go. Next caller. Hi, you're on with Ken and Scott. Now, and Roberta.
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, it's Phil Davis.
Phil Davis, all right. Welcome to the show, Beth. For those who don't know, Bill is a big part of Sierra's past. And, Rand, what was your title?
He's a tall part.
I think I was VP of Creative Development.
Which meant, basically, you were responsible for some of the best games the world has ever seen. What were some of the games during your tenure?
The most interesting
Let me see. King's Quest V. Reader Suit Larry, what number was it, Al?
Oh, there were so many.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what
number five,
was.
5 was the one that you affected dramatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that was a big style change, right?
Yeah, I had Bill all over it. Yeah.
And, those were some fun times. So, I'm really sorry to hear about the news the other day, but, everybody, things go on, everybody survives, and it's great that everybody was together for, I think, the length of time and produced that great, great product.
Yeah, it was a fun place to be at a great time.
Right? It sure was.
That was a great thing you posted on the forum the other day, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
Do people know by forum the Roboto? Is that what you mean?
Roboto.com.
Yeah.
So what was the time working with, for me, I just felt, as I said in the email, I felt unbelievably privileged to have met and worked with all the individuals that's here. It was a great time of my life. And, it's very sad to see something like this go away because, you know, it's a special time when everything comes together and these things don't happen except very rarely. And it's really sad when you see an entity like this totally dissipate.
I have a question, Bill. I remember when you came aboard, you said you came to Sierra to work on because you thought Space Quest 3.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I absolutely love that game. And it was one of my favorites.
and for people that don't know, Bill created a couple of really great games for us. Slater and Charlie.
Yeah.
And Eagle Quest. And there was one other. I forgot the name of the time. But EcoQuest is great. I still hear about that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love that game. And it's
still... I actually worked on the conversion on the CD.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? And I heard it was still a hit in France, you know, where they continued to push it. That game stayed a hit up until when I left there. They were still moving a lot of copies a year.
Well, it was so much fun, I think, because everything was still wide open. You know, you didn't have the number of people developing products. I mean, it's, you know, as everybody knows now, it's very frustrating and very difficult for someone new to start up because, you know, you get 3,000 products trying to get into 350 spots on the shelves. And it was nice because it seemed like almost anything we developed, we had a shot. You know, we could get it out there, we could get it on the shelves and, you know, let the game players decide whether it was something they wanted to see as equal to or not. But it was a wonderful time.
Well, tell everybody what you're doing now.
Actually, I've gone back to what I was doing before I joined Sierra, and that's directing television commercials. So it's something I really like. It's gotten too hot out there for me in the game business. It's just too rough. And I've gone back to something I said I love equally, and then I do a lot of painting.
So what commercials?
I'm painting the family room next year. What commercials, Bill?
Let me see. The last one I did was for a Nintendo game, a Mario game called Mario Party, a new game that just came out. And currently I'm working on some really fun stuff, working on three commercials for the Denver Art Museum to announce a Toulouse-Lautrec show that they're going to have.
Wow.
It's great using all the latest tools, all the tools that we used to use in games. We're now doing those commercials to After Effects and flames and, you know, silicon graphics machines as well as Macintoshes and PCs, and, you know, it's just a great time.
I've been told I look like Toulouse-Lautrec.
A little taller.
Oh, you guys both said lost while they...
Roberta, are you around?
Roberta?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you still designing?
Not this year I'm not. This year I'm actually taking a sabbatical. My big project this year is to learn Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah, which is not doing a game, so I would say. But it's just one of the things I've wanted to do for a long time. So, and I, you know, as most people out there realize that I've been working on doing games for 18 years. I've done 22 games.
Right.
That's more than one game a year. And,
exactly.
So this year I'm just kind of taking a breather.
Good for you.
Yeah, and next year we'll see what happens. I know I'm going to be looking at the internet this year and seeing what's going on. And maybe in the next year or two, I might do something interactively, storytelling-wise, with the internet.
Great.
So that's kind of my plans.
Very good. I'll look forward to it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'll get off and let somebody else get on. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. You know, give my sympathies to those people who were still at Sierra when they closed the doors. And, you know, wish everybody the best in the future. And, Ken, I'll be kind of watching what's going on here at TalkSpot. That's what to you. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, and thanks for calling.
Oh, sure.
Now we have to go to a commercial. They're telling me that we got to pay the rent here. So we'll be back in a few minutes. See everybody on the other side.
Shot at the man's warehouse.
George, Sandy Ray, President of Payout Energy. I've been traveling a lot, incredibly busy. Took everything I've got to the cleaners. 7:45 Monday evening, I'm at my desk. I get a call from a new and important client. He wants me in the middle of tomorrow morning. 8:30, I'm in men's warehouse with Bob Rugg. I tell him my prediction. Bob picks out a beautiful pair of gray slacks, all wool, all straw. Gets me a shirt, everything's tailored, pressed, jerked up, felt. I'm out of there by 9 o'clock. Clothes do make demand. I'm going to make the sale tomorrow. I guarantee it.
Every day, more than 7,000 people buy sugar bear bands for the men's warehouse. Some who plan to be president. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder of the men's warehouse.
12 stores in the Seattle-Tacoma area, including Federal Way and Auburn Super Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
service.
I'm trying to find out if it's possible for me to take the ferry over to either, you know, Staten Island or the Statue of Liberty and swim back in one direction.
You wish to swim?
Right. If I need a power bar, it'll give me enough energy to get to at least one side.
The New York Harbor is the
largest
harbor in New York.
Do you know how far it is from there to the Statue of Liberty?
2.5 miles.
Oh, that's perfect.
That current is just very strong. People have fallen off the boat and have not been found.
And you don't know, like, how cold the water is or anything?
No, I can't imagine why anyone would even want to do it up here.
There's
too much traffic in the harbor.
Oh, you know, I should be okay. If I just use a power bar, I should be able to, you know, swim fast enough to dodge any boats or other watercraft.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Power Bar Energy Bars. Balanced nutrition for lasting energy. And now this new Power Bar Harvest. It's a delicious fruit and whole grain bar for everyday energy. Because, hey, sometimes you just need something to get you through the day. Power Bar Harvest. Energy for life's daily marathons. Power on.
With Snapple's new Win Nothing Instantly game, the desire to win nothing is starting to catch on.
All right, Steve. When you're out on that field and the ball's coming toward you, what are you going to do?
Run away from it with my eyes shut, screaming like a small child?
That's right, son. Billy, what's our team motto?
Scoring is boring, yes.
To play, just look under any red Win Nothing Instantly Snapple tab. With over a million prizes of nothing, like no rent, no phone bill hiding underneath, you'll never look at winning nothing the same way again.
What do you want to win?
Nothing!
Wake up, I can still hear you.
Nothing!
Now go out there and make me ashamed to know your name.
Yeah! Win nothing! Necessary. Void road prohibited. Offer in 10/31/98. Official rules apply. See participating retailers for details.
Pick up some great tasting all natural Snapple at your local store. Snapple, the best stuff is in here.
This show takes cooking shows to a new level. It's a cooking show that dares to live on the edge. The concept for people that are diehard foodie divers, for anyone with a thumb and a good sense of humor. Consider it a stand-up cooking show. It not only teaches cooking techniques, it's also full of recipes, laughs, upcoming trends, history, and facts that won't help you at all unless trapped in a game of trivial pursuit. And the question is, what's considered the pizza herb? It's a different look at the stuff you pile into your face 2 to 3 times a day. Don't you want to know a little bit about it? We plan our lives around what you eat. You should start thinking about it, too. We're not lecturers. We're just two guys trying to bring something delicious into your life. Think about it. Most people today eat out or eat fast food. We're going to talk about ways that will allow you to eat what you like and do it at home. Help you learn what to look for when reading a menu, how to shop at 7-Eleven. We're also going to do it in a way that's considered impossible by current internet trends. Come and join the fun at TalkSpot.com and interact as the Master Cook Show dazzles you. Welcome to the world's first interactive cooking show. Are you hungry?
Hi everyone, we're back at you on TalkSpot. For those that are just joining us, you tuned in to the Sierra show. A lot of ex-employees of Sierra, a lot of current employees of Sierra, a lot of hams of Sierra, a lot of hams like Alan Scott and Roberta and myself, who could have been famous game people that decided to go on to other things. So
anyway, we want to be rich and famous. I believe we have a special guest.
We have a special guest, very special guest on the line with us, who I'm about to take.
Monica!
No, not Monica.
I remember.
Are you under the table?
Bold by red. Hi, this is Ken.
Hey there.
Hey, is this Josh?
Sure is.
Josh.
Hey.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh. Tell us which games you did, Josh.
Oh, God. Well,
there are so many.
Well?
I'm sorry, we're all out of time.
There's bits of a lot of them, but mostly Freddy
Park.
And a lot of Laura Beaudoux, with Bruce Balfour. And, the hits of Freddy
Farkas. Oh, and Freddy Farkas. Frontier Pharmacist.
Yeah, and now that name, he was a friend of yours, wasn't he, Al? Didn't you name him after a friend of yours?
Well, actually, I had a friend named Joe Farkas, yeah. So the Farkas name was real.
You know,
Frontier Pharmacist came about because one time we were sitting brainstorming ideas for games, and I started to say farmer, and I started to say rancher, and somehow pharmacy came out of my mouth. And I said, hey, that's funny. That's a non sequitur. So
that's one of the less objectionable things that's come out of your mouth.
Whoa!
Thank you, Monica.
Al, we didn't bring the music.
No, I was trying to press tree.
The larch. This is so bizarre hearing you guys this whole merging of the internet. I think Ken was right when he said this is the Sierra show, and I think this is what everyone should go into now. Should this be a weekly show?
Oh, no. Well, I
don't know.
I think they would fire me if I were really a talk show host.
We'd have to get a real board operator.
No, I'm not kidding. There's no way we can. That is true.
He owns all this equipment. He can't even push the buttons on it.
You have a business, Josh. Why do you think Adventure Games has gotten so cold in the last couple of years?
Good question.
I'm hoping that it's cyclical and that, like RPGs were really out a few years ago and now they're in very heavily again. So I'm kind of hopeful that it's just something that comes and goes and sooner or later it'll come back again.
That's what I'm hoping is that it'll go full circle like so many things do with styles and stuff. I mean, I think I saw some being built on one recently.
Yeah.
And a lot of the miniature came back. That's a personal thing. You know, some of it had never left.
I've been trying to figure out. I don't understand what people want in the game these days. It really is that the industry has changed.
Yeah, why change those?
And I think people are bad at expressing what they really want in a game. I mean, they'll tell you that, for instance, that they don't want anything linear, anything that's massive linearity. And yet, if you don't build in a certain amount of linearity, then people say, "Well, I didn't know what to do next. I didn't know where to go." That sort of thing.
Very true.
It's hard to understand from what people say what they really want.
Well, are you doing games now? What are you working on?
Well, I'm at Sega, and I'm working on Dreamcast.
Tell us about Dreamcast. I have been wanting to know a bit about that.
Well, it's a next-generation console that Sega's releasing in the fall of this year. It's 128K. It's got some ludicrous number of polygons per second it can push, so it's extremely powerful, more so I think than like a Voodoo 3, or I don't bother with the specs so much, but so they want a whole range of games for the system when it comes out, and I'm working with Kurt Busch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Kurt. Is Kurt with you now?
No. Okay. I wish it, well, he is in spirit, I'm sure.
Kurt's another old Sierra, right?
Yeah.
I'm one of the funniest men ever in the building.
And I'm also working with Eric Hammond.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was great. He was.
What would he hire? Anybody but old Sierra employees?
Hmm?
Do they hire anyone but old Sierra employees?
Several. They have several right now. Mike Weiner, I just found out from a message that he sent me here, Mike Weiner, who's working in Sega just recently. And, wow. So,
take your resumes.
Cool.
We've got lots of unemployed employees right in our room.
That's true. It's a kind of a sad occasion, but it's really cool the way it's drawn people from out of the woodwork, people that I haven't talked to and a lot of people haven't communicated with in a long time, and it's strange. You don't see this happen very often.
You're so right.
Yeah, you know,
it was a strange place to be. You got to admit. I mean, the fact that it was off the beaten path, it was, you know, nestled high in the Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
From an old
promotion state. Yeah, you were there in the big days. I mean, kind of when things were really huge in Oakhurst.
Yeah.
I don't think people have any concept of what that was like, because Oakhurst was a small village up at Yosemite.
People that thought computers were controlling the weather.
Yeah. In fact, I used to make that joke when we first moved there on Mudge Ranch Road, where my house was, that I was the only person on my street that hadn't built the house myself. And it was really kind of like that. It was this town of either retirees or hippies and not much else.
Yeah.
In fact,
and
back 20 years.
Them on Christmas.
Yeah. They saw our deliverance of the family
entry, right?
Right. But, hey, there's a lot of Oakhurst people on there. Oh, we have to be very careful.
You
know,
they know we're laughing.
No, it was
going with them.
It was just a strange place to begin a high-tech company. And then within a few years, we suddenly had 550 people.
Well, why did you make the business decision to move from L.A. to Oakhurst? Or core school. Yeah, you moved to core school.
That's where you guys were living.
She told.
I looked in the paper and I said, where are the funnest people to hang out with?
No, seriously, why did you move?
Oh, Roberta and I were sick of driving the freeways in L.A.
Yeah.
L.A. is really tough place. Although I'm not going to be careful because there's probably people listening in L.A. But for those who have made that commute from Simi Valley down to, I was working in Inglewood or Torrance at the time, and it was just a long, long drive, and Roberta and I wanted to raise our kids in a really wonderful place. And I'll tell you, for people with young children, I can't imagine a better place to raise them than Oak Ridge, California. So we wanted to move to the mountains and did it, and that was great. So actually, you lived there for some place, didn't you, Josh?
Yeah, I was in Chicago like that.
Oh, you were an ad man, weren't you?
Pardon?
You were running ad copy or something?
Yeah, I was ad copy.
Well, you were doing comedy
during the day and
really?
Late at night. Yeah.
Oh, Josh, I'll never forget some of the stand-up comedy you did. Can you tell us one of your jokes?
Oh.
I go to the bathroom.
No, I always work with a partner, and so unless one of you guys knows Karen's part.
Oh, I remember the part about making a deposit.
I remember Josh's flexible body.
Oh, my God. Berta,
I thought we were going to...
Now, if you're going to go there, then we have to talk about the cover of Soft Point Adventure.
We had that graphic loaded up, and nobody, it went by, and nobody even talked about it.
You can explain what I mean.
Well, that was sort of like where everything changed at Sierra for me, doing that in front of you people.
And what were you doing?
It was a sketch about Posh body language. It was based on Julius Fast's body language, and we talked about postures of dominance and submission, and postures of sexual availability.
Stop,
John. So, are you going to finger on the button?
I'm going to take a
very, very fun.
but wrapping my legs around my neck was a big thing at the end, and Ken came up to Karen and I afterwards, came backstage, and said, you know, you're an entertaining kind of guy. Maybe you could do a game.
Well, you come to Sierra or something.
Actually, that's the number one question I always got, is how do you get to be a game designer at Sierra? And now we know the answer.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't know if it would work again. You'd see the sketch, you'd say, seen it.
See, Roberta, he got the job the same way you did.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, and on that happy note, thanks for calling us, Josh.
Yeah,
we got it in very fast.
Pleasure.
Oh, Josh, look on your screen right now.
Okay.
Don't look at your screen. No one look at your screen now.
Yeah, Josh helped a lot on Facebook Forward. Some of the stuff on Facebook 6, and he's a co-writer on that. And he added a lot of stuff. He brought in a lot of fresh energy and fresh ideas, and we all owe him something, I think, for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, it was the dream of a lifetime to come there and work, and it was wonderful.
Your energy and your spirit and the interesting things that decorating your cubicle.
Oh, Scott, stop.
Come on.
Hey,
I didn't really like that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
we love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to...
Okay, I want to take a poll. I want to do an instant poll. Can we do a poll?
Okay,
I want to... Which one of the people on the soft porn cover is on a microphone right now?
Not me. Okay, we have 4 minutes to the next break, so let's find another call.
Maybe just a chance as the waiter.
Hi, this is Kevin. Are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, who am I talking to?
I'm Paul Shake in California.
Oh, how you doing, Paul?
Pretty good. Question here. Sierra has the Realm game, which has to be one of the most under-advertised and yet most fan-loyal and popular that's out there right now.
Yep.
And yet it seems like Sierra's just walked away from them from the closing of Oakers. Any ideas on what the problem is with this?
Well, I don't think that, in fact, I know that Sierra hasn't walked away from the Realm. The Realm is there. It's running. The development team is gone. But the development team, in a way, has been gone for a while, and that everybody's busy working on Middle Earth.
We've got Carrie left, but that's, you know, they walked their customer service clear away from them with Oakers.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I mean, see, I don't work there, so I can't I can't comment too much. What I do know is that the things that were good about the realm, they're trying to make better with Middle Earth, and that, you know, sometimes it's better to start something new rather than to continue putting Band-Aids on something old. And Steve knows everything that he likes about the realm, everything that he thinks could be done better if he had it to do over again. And I just talked to Steve a lot last weekend, and he was telling me some of the cool stuff that they're planning for Middle Earth, and I was just blown away. So,
well, it would be nice if they would transfer maybe the realm accounts over to that, if that was the situation.
They might actually do that. It would not surprise me. I could, you know, talk to Steven and, you know, just let him know.
Go for it.
Yeah, we may actually call him before the next hour is out. Every time I put down a call, we've loaded up the board again, so it may be tough to get an outbound line to go to him. But I know that, that is Steven's plan, is capture what was great about the realm, start with a blank sheet of paper and build something that's 100 times better. And Sierra is piling in an enormous amount of money to do Middle Earth right. And the people that are working on Middle Earth are just, they're excited, those that I've talked to, about what they're going to do with it.
So, it'll be interesting, hopefully.
Well, let's hope. The realm is the most, I don't think people realize how ahead of its time it was.
It's totally unadvertised and still has thousands of purchased accounts. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's
great loyalty.
The most amazing game I've seen. I think it helped to second guess the current management, but I think rather than putting a lot of money behind the existing game, they decided to push a new one. So,
why don't you guys just buy the realm from them and run it? It's very viable.
Well, I would love to do that in that business. I would love to do that. That would be nice. But I'm kind of precluded from being in the computer game business because they have a non-compete with Sierra. Plus, I don't think they really want to sell it. I think they're enjoying running it. And certainly the people running or playing the realm are enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway.
90% of who's in the chat room in there.
I've got to sign back on because I haven't been on the realm in 3 years. Yeah.
Big changes.
I would imagine. What do most people do when they're playing the realm these days? When I was on it, there was no contest. There was nothing. The big deal to do on the realm, the last time I played it, was running around swapping clothes with other people.
No, actually now it's more going out and just killing anything and everything, including another tune if you get the chance.
Sounds like Bim. Fun stuff. Okay, we're going to try to take one more call off before we found out. In fact, I got to go in just a minute.
Have a good evening.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the show.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Sean
in California.
That's John?
Sean,
how you doing, Sean? We haven't got a lot of time, so let's talk fast.
Okay, well, one of the things I remember about Sierra was I used to go to a church camp up in Oakhurst, and every time going up there on Highway 41, I'd pass by the Sierra building.
Yep.
And, you know, if I ever get a chance to go back out there, it's going to be hard to look at a building. Nobody's in there making my favorite games anymore.
Well, thanks. Look at it, thank you. Lose and go.
Yeah.
some of the people that are listening remember we, for a few years, had set up a regular tour guide and were giving tours through the building, and it drove the programmers crazy when they were trying to develop games and all these people were coming through.
Yeah, I tried to get on one of those tours once, but it didn't happen.
On the other hand, though, seeing some of the kids, the chase around how big their eyes were, I mean, that was pretty cool.
It was a special time. And it was surprising to us, because you just mentioned in one issue of Interaction that people could do that, and suddenly there were 50 or 100 people every day wandering through the building.
Yeah.
Watching people build games, which, I don't know, it's probably like, not very exciting in real life.
I don't know. I just remember one of the programmers had a sign that said, "We'll code for food."
Okay, they're telling me that we've got to go through a commercial.
Okay, I just want to say, as long as you guys are designing games, we will remember to save early and save often.
Very good.
Thanks.
I want to tell people to be sure and stay around over the break because we got a special guest coming, I think.
Oh, great.
Tactical Skullhawk for lunch! great moments in convenience store history. Stories of Matt Robin, spring of 1985. Leonard Fusel has an experience that alters the course of history.
Here's a change. Now go away, candy boy.
Look, give Leonard an idea.
Gosh, why can't convenience stores have friendly salespeople?
Leonard takes his radical idea to Starmont. They set out to build the perfect convenience store associate. Prototypes are tested, perfecting features like enthusiasm, helpfulness, and hygiene. Finally, success.
Welcome to Starmart. Can I help you?
People everywhere marvel at this spectacle of excellence.
Here's your change, Leonard. Love the windbreaker.
Thanks, Starmart ladies.
Through it all, Starmart never stops challenging itself to be the best. For example, Ben and Jerry's bar, $1.49. 4-pack of Coke, $2.79. And a 3.5-ounce bag of Doritos on a Pepsi Big Slam, just $1.98. At your participating Starmart or supply glass, twice as energy. Starmart has been friendly salespeople for you. Mexico, a world of energy.
As a lawman versed in the matters of right and wrong, I can tell you,
more than your average man ignorant of high fashion,
what leads to a pattern of deceit in the life of an individual? A bad haircut. Oh, go ahead, laugh. But statistics show that 2, 3, even 4 out of 5 people with bad haircuts have turned to a life of heinous crime.
Which makes sense.
I mean, when a person receives no fuss, no hassles, and a super low price every time they do a supercut, they are 7 or 8 or even 9 times out of 10 more likely to lead a life of reflexive contentment. Shoot, even Thelma Lou's fingers when you're longer in the locks after they get the supercut.
I have to be honest with you. I don't encourage her to stop.
Yeah. Visit any of the 33 Seattle Tacoma Supercuts, including Murphy's Corner on Bothell Leopard Highway next to Safeway, Woodenville on Northeast Woodenville Duval Road behind Sherry, and Bothell in the Uplake Town Center. Supercuts, it's you.
I'm Craig, and I'm Phil. We're the hosts of Not the News on Channel Z. Many people have asked us, what is Not the News? Well, it's the stuff that really matters.
It's plays of whips, handcuffs, vibrators, and erotic dancing had Australians contemplating their secret desires at a risque sex exhibition on Thursday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's caring.
I would love to sit down with the son in law and buy him a beer. I would love to buy him a cool one.
Jesus.
I think I can help clarify some of the concessions that he's got his head.
First of all, it's two guys having one hell of a lot of fun.
I'm trying to kind of steer it. I'm driving the boat. Kind of like the Captain Steuben up the Not the News.
Exactly.
Imagine Captain Steuben driving that boat with a couple of drinks.
And Captain Steuben goes to the Exxon Valdez, right?
Yeah. If you want to find out why America is still number one, here's some creepy stories. And you're the Hollywood News first on the Hollywood Strip. We've got your show.
Here's a story. It's a place to get stupid. Not the News. The freezing at Pacific Channel Z.
Not the News, exclusively on Sunspot.com. 25th Precinct, Riley here. Oh, it's you.
Great.
You know, we're quite a bit alike. In fact, I believe we have the same taste in beer. Bud Ice, am I right? So why don't you come on down to the station and we can talk about it over a few cold ones, huh? Oh, sure. So what do you think, Tom? Yeah. You know, you can't just walk around with a piece of beer. We live in a decent society. You can't just give an entire society the flipper. Okay, buddy, I see your game. And I can't just... All right, you nutball. You're not so smart. And I'm going to nail you. Then we'll see who gets the last doobie-doobie-doe. That's it. When I get my... So hang on, my man. I'll let go of you, you crazy penguin freak.
Drink Bud Ice. But, beware the penguins.
And I just want penguins and birds.
Third Precinct, Riley here. Oh, it's you.
Get a crate.
You know, we're quite a bit alike. In fact, I believe we have the same taste in beer. Bud Ice, am I right? So why don't you come on down to the station and we can talk about it over a few cold ones, huh? Oh, sure. So what do you think, fella? Yeah. You know, you can't just walk around here and eat some beer. We live in a decent society.
Can I talk to your
number? Okay, buddy, I see your game. And I can't just... All right, you nutball. You're not so smart. And I'm going to name you. Then we'll see who gets the last doobie-doobie-doe.
Penguins. Drink Bud Ice, but beware the penguins.
Anheuser-Busch, Penguins, Missouri.
What's up? It's Heineken speaking the truth. The wolf on a Heineken waits for the heat and let the truth pour out.
Hey, Heineken. My friend has this dog named Killer. Big, mean sucker. They had to lock him in the bedroom whenever I went over. So I met one day, and he got out. And, man, he came after me like I don't know what. So I jumped up and spilled my Heineken all over myself. I was so scared. Well, instead of biting my face off, he licked the beer off my hand. Now whenever I go over there, he wags his tail and he licks my hand. And, you know, I guess he expects me to taste like Heineken.
The truth is, the dog will never bite the hand that feeds him. And remember, if you have something to say, call 1-800-44-RED-STAR, open a Heineken, and let the truth pour out. Brew truth since 1886. Seek the truth. Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
Make sure you're here in your van on Hollywood Boulevard where you're guiding tours of the Stars home.
Yes, I am.
Do you see the Stars out front wandering their lawns or washing their cars?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is L.A. Everything goes, anything goes in there.
Okay, and I'll bet some of your clients love those great picture opportunities, too.
Definitely, because of the speed, for one thing.
Yeah.
And another thing is because of the light, you know.
When you say speed, you mean the Stars are fast or the speed
well,
is fast?
Well, either the Stars would really run fast the customer wouldn't be fast enough to take that picture.
Well, you could tell about that. Kodak Max, Kodak's maximum versatility film. It's great with stills or fast action.
Well, that's great.
On light or low light, it's the perfect film for when you don't know where those stars are going to be.
That's what most people want. It's the perfect picture with the stars.
So all you have to do is keep this in your van and have your clients say, here, Kodak Max, all you need to know about film, okay?
Kodak Max, so you can't forget a name like that.
Okay,
right?
We're under contract now. We got a deal. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
My people will talk to your people.
Definitely.
Kodak Max, all you need to know about film.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Ken Williams. I have with me in the studio Scott Murphy, author of Space Quest, Al Lowe, author of Leisure Suit Larry, and my wife, Roberta Williams, most famous for Phantasmagoria and that other game, King's Quest. We have a special caller on the line that caught me completely by surprise. Al, I believe you know this person. Let's see. Hi, caller. You're on the show.
Hi, I'm Larry.
Hello, I'm Larry Lamper.
Oh, Larry, baby, it's you.
I was surfing the web for nude pictures, and I heard that this Sierra thing was going on, and frankly, I'm almost teary-eyed.
Oh, well, you're out of a job.
I'm out of a job, and through Sierra, I almost got laid.
Oh, no.
Well, we got laid, but it was off.
Exactly.
What? Larry Discord. Remember that guy on the beach?
Wait a second. Was that a dig at me?
That was... Oh, I can't do that one. No, never mind. People make mistakes.
Wait a second. Something was too low for you, Al?
Yeah. Oh, that's the realm. Larry, I want to apologize for all the stuff I put you through over the years. He's Felicia.
He's your poor guy. He's holding the big royalty check. He's not a bit sad about it. He loved it for you.
Well, Larry, is it tough being animated?
It was tough for not getting laid for so many years.
He's. Larry doesn't know how to behave without Al Ferretti's line.
Hey, I have a question for Larry.
Yes?
Yeah, who's your favorite babe?
My favorite babe would probably be...
Al, can you help him out?
Al, baby.
Al, baby.
Polyester panel. You like to do me more? Is that a
candidate web?
Well, do me more, and I almost made it to the altar.
And what about Drew Barrymore?
Ah, yes. A fine little Louis Tom bear.
And how about the Jugs sisters?
Well, that was a night I'll never forget.
Hey, should we
barely remember it?
Should we introduce this guy really? What do you think?
I think we should introduce him.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jan Rapson, the real voice of Leisure Suit Larry. Say hi, Jan.
Hi there.
No one in your real voice.
Hello. Nice to see everybody. I'm sorry. Under these circumstances, it sounds like we're having a fun week here.
Well, we are. It's been really fun trying to make the best.
I always wanted to know what you really sounded like.
Well, you know, that should be a poll, Roberta. Can you get us to put up a poll?
I would. What do you suggest?
Well,
now?
You know, Jan's also been in other Sierra games. Jan Hoyes is in other games, and I have.
I think an
opportunity. No. That's okay, that's the first answer to the poll.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Al. Yeah, well, you could have told me what the poll question was first. You know what a big mouth I have.
Bulletproof.
We can do it like Jeopardy, and now we've got the answer.
Sorry, yeah. The question, and the answer is, what's the question?
Well, how about what character it was Jan in Mask of Eternity? Flip up a few character names and let people try to. So people
who play
Mask will never. I mean, I know Jan's voice as well as anybody, I think. And I had real trouble recognizing your voice. I thought you did a great voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I won't give any hints as to what I had to do to get that voice.
Well, that's a really big smile.
How used to tell me that you did the Larry voice simply by putting on tight underwear. Is that true?
Speedo.
Steel. With steel wool in them.
So this is really the end of Larry? There never will be another?
Well, never. We don't know. Al is trying to, in fact, Al's wearing knee pads now as he's preparing to go over to Sierra to say, please, please, I want there to be more. Well, he's got them on so they can start crawling his way towards the
usually? Larry is one of my more. I've done my fair share of animation and shows and things, and Larry's one of my more favorite characters, and especially getting in the booth with Al is always fun.
Hey, wait a minute. Wow. This is a nice experience.
Well, got a dollar for that.
Okay, we've got a whole string of callers.
Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling us.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the great game.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Good night. Bye. Hi, you're on the show. This is Ken.
Are you there?
Hello?
Who caller?
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, here you are.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Who am I talking to?
This is Stuart Mulder.
Stuart!
Hey,
have you seen Hondas lately? Wow, this is great. How you doing?
Really good.
You're still over at Microsoft?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
Still investing.
How
is life with the evil empire?
Well, it's great as long as you don't read the paper.
Uh-oh.
Wow, this is the news.
But you're actually part of the game group there, right?
I am. My little part of the business is responsible for Age of Empires and the Close Combat series and Motocross Madness and a few other things I don't usually talk about. Let me talk about the good ones.
Oh, you got to come over. We'll launch one of your products here on TalkSpot.
Yeah, it's an idea, actually. I just got acquainted with it this last week or so, and it's pretty cool.
All right. For people that are on that don't remember you from the Sierra days, which games are you associated with?
Well, the first thing, actually,
was
kind of
game
when I got on board was Ship Mother Goose CD-ROM or Else.
Ship Mother Goose.
Does anybody know the history of that game?
I think that's the very first multimedia CD-ROM ever done for Windows.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
It was hell to get it done.
It was.
I was only there for the last 5 months, but it was really clear. It's like, okay, well, it's time to get this out. And the funny part was getting it out just barely in time to win an SBA award.
Yeah. Did that Mother Goose win an SBA award?
Yeah. It sure did.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the day, it released 2 days before the deadline, I think, for getting that award, is how that worked out.
Unbelievable. You know, and people don't realize that today it's fairly easy to do multimedia stuff on Windows, but probably even though you work for Microsoft, you can admit that the very first versions of Windows were not particularly multimedia friendly.
Not at all. It was horrible.
I can relate to how long ago
that really was. Because I remember when you bought the CD burner.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much a CD burner costs nowadays, right? It's like a $200 or something, $100 per CD burner.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But you bought a CD burner to make that product.
$80,000
for one CD burner.
$10,000 for you.
One blank disc
was... Sorry, we got to take off, Stuart.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I just need to hear your voice.
You might be surprised at how many head honchos shop at the men's warehouse.
George, Sandy Wright, President of Payoff Energy. I've been traveling a lot, incredibly busy. Took everything I've got to the cleaners. 7:45 Monday evening, I'm at my desk. I get a call from a new and important client. He wants me in the middle of tomorrow morning. 8:30, I'm at Men's Warehouse with Bob Rugg. I tell him my prediction. Bob picks out a beautiful pair of gray slacks, all wool, all rubber. Gets me a shirt, everything's tailored, breast, throws in a belt. I'm out of there by 9 o'clock. Clothes do make the man. I'm going to make the sale tomorrow. I guarantee it.
Every day, more than 7,000 people buy a shirt or pair of pants from the Men's Warehouse. We happen to be president. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder of the Men's Warehouse.
12 stores in the Seattle-Tacoma area, including Federal Way and Auburn Super Mall. For the store near you, call 1-800-776-NEWS.
I'm trying to find out if it's possible for me to take the ferry over to either Staten Island or the Statue of Liberty and swim back one direction.
You wish to swim?
Right. So I need a power bar. I'll get enough energy to get to at least one side.
Well, you're a
power bar. You're not from where in
New York.
Do you know how far it is from there to the Statue of Liberty?
2.5 miles.
Oh, that's perfect.
That current is just very strong.
Well,
people are falling off the boat and have not been found.
And you don't know how cold the water is or anything?
No, I can't imagine why anyone would even want to. It's too much traffic in the harbor.
Oh, you know, I should be okay if I could see the power bar. I should be able to swim fast enough to dodge any boats or other watercraft.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Power Bar Energy Bars. Balanced nutrition for lasting energy. And now there's new Power Bar Harvest. It's a delicious fruit and whole grain bar for everyday energy. Because, hey, sometimes you just need something to get you through the day. Power Bar Harvest. Energy for life's daily marathons. Power on.
It's time to
Snapple! With Snapple's new Win Nothing Instantly game, the desire to win nothing is starting to catch on.
All right, team. When you're out on that field and the ball's coming on you, what are you going to do?
Run away from it with my eyes shut, screaming like a small child.
That's right, son. Billy, what's our team motto?
Scoring is boring, yes!
To play, just look under any red Win Nothing Instantly Snapple tap. With over a million prizes of nothing, like no rent and no phone bill hiding underneath, you'll never look at winning nothing the same way again.
What do you want to win?
Nothing!
Wait, sir, I can still hear you.
Nothing.
Now go out there and make me ashamed to know your name.
Help! Win nothing!
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Offer in 1031-98. Official rules apply. See participating retailers for details.
Pick up some great tasting all natural Snapple at your local store. Snapple, the best stuff is in here.
This show takes cooking shows to a new level. It's a cooking show that dares to live on the edge. It's not just for people that are diehard foodies either. For anyone with a tongue and a good sense of humor, consider it a stand-up cooking show. It not only teaches cooking techniques, but also full of recipes, laughs, upcoming trends, history, and facts that won't help you at all unless trapped in a game of trivial pursuit. The question is, what's considered a pizza herb? It's a different look at the stuff you pile into your face 2 to 3 times a day. Don't you want to know a little bit about it? We plan our lives around what you eat. You should start thinking about it, too.
We're not lecturers. We're just two guys trying to bring something delicious into your lives.
Think about it. Most people today eat out or eat fast food. We're going to talk about ways that will allow you to eat what you like and do it at home. Help you learn what to look for when reading a menu, how to shop at 7-Eleven.
We're also going to do it in a way that's considered impossible by current internet trends.
Come and join the fun at TalkSpot.com and interact as the Master Cook Show dabbles you.
Welcome to the world's first interactive cooking show. Are you hungry?
Yeah, this is a good thing about Robin Tan here.
Oh, wait, we're on the air, Scott.
Hello.
Ah, the song that people are listening to now actually has a bit of a story behind it. This song was the song from King's Quest 6 or 7. Which one, Roberta? 7, I say.
6.
6. And we did something unusual in marketing at Sierra and took this song, sent it to, I think, 1,000 or 2,000 radio stations and told all of the King's Quest fans to call and demand they play it. And amazingly enough, they did. It was wild. Suddenly, we swamped the caller lines at almost every radio station in America. And radio stations, it's kind of a little-known fact, but in general, they're not in love with people doing that. And we were almost sued by many radio stations. We had the switchboard at Sierra Pass with radio station owners calling saying, please tell your fans to stop doing that. But anyway, we have another special guest that I'm going to take that call now. And let's see who we've got on the line. Hello, this is Ken.
Ken, hey, it's Mark.
Mark?
No.
Mark as in Mark Crow?
Mark Crow.
Wow.
Oh, hey, Mark. The guy from Andromeda.
The other guy from Andromeda.
Yeah, and the other guy from Larry One.
It's Al. It's Roberta. I'm okay.
I always wanted to know, what the two guys from Andromeda, did you guys have, like, names other than the two guys from Andromeda?
No, that was it.
That was it.
The two guys.
And for those that haven't seen it, do we have any pictures of what a guy from Andromeda looked like?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, my God. Big noses.
Although we did, remember we had some interesting times with those noses at CES, as I recall. It was quite something. Yeah. Seems like there were a couple of women that wanted to keep them. What a great series of games, you guys.
In fact, I was wearing mine now just for old time's sake.
Didn't Johnny Wilson wear one of those noses and glasses when giving the industry's equivalent of an Oscar to you guys one year?
Boy, I don't recall.
I remember it.
Having that honor, but...
That was, I just remember him standing on stage wearing that silly nose.
I think he got everything on that anybody had sent him that was any kind of, things that they jammed in the boxes and so on.
We're showing on screen now some of the marketing materials from Space Quest. I have to say that when you guys did Space Quest, that was some of the best marketing stuff we ever did. And if people at home want to, you can double-click that picture, and it'll blow it up so that you can actually see what it looks like. But here you see a picture of Roger Wilco, and is that Mark in the foreground? I can't see the picture well enough to tell. But the headline says...
Yeah, I can't see it at all.
Behind those scenes look at the set of Space Coast 5. Is that Mark on the right-hand side? Can you tell, Scott?
We're not getting a picture here.
Well,
I don't know what Mark looks like, though, and I could describe him.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's King's Quest 5 at Dynamics, right, Mark?
I don't know what you're looking at.
We're looking at your face being jammed onto a scanner.
Oh yeah, that wasn't me, but that was the guy who stood in. We did all the motion capture or the video capture, I should say.
Well, we asked Scott earlier in a call if there were to be another Space Quest, what it would be about, and if you've got any clever ideas. Scott seemed to be speechless at the time.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
I don't know about clever ideas.
No, Mark, still, come on. Okay.
What could Roger do that he hasn't already done?
Get a personality. Let's see. Any number of things. I don't know.
I think,
have another game. Maybe this is why there's not a Space Quest 7.
Actually, Mark, we have a fair number of people.
You know, I have to break in here. If the poll we had up earlier when we talked about which games Sierra should develop first, the winner was a Space Quest.
Yeah.
Wow. If Sierra was opening, and I don't know if they are, but if they are, I think Space Quest would be a winner for them. And I certainly think that there could be a couple of guys that could be employable here.
Oh, yeah.
I like to think that. Thank you,
Robert.
You're welcome.
I'm always asked, Mark.
As long as I can telecommute.
Exactly. Well, folks, tell us, Mark or Scott, the history of Space Quest and how it came to be born.
Well, we were bored with you working out at your house, as I recall. Wasn't that true, Mark? We were working very late hours, and we needed something different to do.
Oh, man.
And we found out that we both had something in common, and that we liked comedy. Obviously, we had to like comedy to be working out there.
And Billy loved like sci-fi stuff. And Mark was an artist, and I was an up-and-coming programmer at the time. And
were we both working on Black Cauldron?
That's what I was remembering.
Yeah.
Exactly. We've been told at the Ken's house. We got to work at the Big House. And we were working on that stuff, and somebody left the room, and we got to talk. And
I think we both had the same idea at the same time as far as, yeah, we could do this.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, exactly. And one of the things was so many of the heroes were so noble, you know, we were so many damn nice and, you know, good guys, and, you know, we wanted somebody that was subordinary. That's kind of what we came up with Roger. I know Ken didn't want to do a space game because I had proposed one earlier. It wasn't along that line, and then after we got done with Black Cauldron, you and I went and sat in the room, and you put together a few pictures, and I programmed them, and then Ken was walking by in the hallway, and we just grabbed him, pulled him in, and said, hey, Ken, look at this. And then the first thing he said was, make a map. Of course, we had no story.
Is that how you remember it, Ken?
Ignorance was bliss.
Yeah?
I was like, okay, now what? That was very smart. What were we thinking?
Yeah, we kind of stepped into a big steamy one that time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You needed hip waiters for that one. Well, Mark, you're talking to a lot of the current and ex-employees of Sierra.
A lot of people. How many people they got online there?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds.
Are you kidding?
No,
yeah, we were
amazing.
We had 500 a little while ago.
And
about 500 people.
And that doesn't count all the people that are just listening to the real audio.
That's correct.
Right, that's what are in the chat stream. And plus, I guarantee you there will be thousands and thousands who will play this as an archive. So what would you like to say to the band?
I should be real careful about what I say then.
If you want to work again. This is the internet. You can say what you want.
Hey, we're eccentric artists, and you can say anything you want, Mark.
We're all over 21. Well,
a lot of people have been asking me what you've been up to, Mark, and what you're going to be up to.
Well, I've kind of been in my wilderness years here, I think. Been working on the ski racing products. For Dynamics.
Midlife crisis.
And, after we finished up Space Force 5, everything's kind of been a blur after that.
It was a blur then.
Earth Siege 1 and 2. I was a director on those products. And kind of got my feet wet with the whole 3D technology. Beyond that?
You've just been feeling the rain hit you in that place where your hair used to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Some of the pleasures of getting older.
Hey, Mark, wait a second. Before he goes,
I share
a little time with this guy, too, you know.
I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, he's not, besides a guy from Andromeda, he was the first Larry guy. I mean,
very true.
Well, you know, Mark, I don't know if anybody knows this or recognizes it, but the first Larry... I programmed for about 3 months or so, but as I remember it, you did all the graphics, all the backgrounds, and all the animation in a month or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was a kick in the pants, that project.
And we were working on something else at the same time, and he did it all in a month.
That's right, you did it in a month of time while doing Space Quest.
Exactly.
For real, that was amazing, and nobody believes that you could do a whole game's graphics by one person.
Yeah. Well,
they were all fascinated to find out what it was like when you worked.
By today's standards, when you look at those graphics, I mean, they're very simplistic, but what we had to go through to do those graphics with that old vector graphics.
What were the tools like we had?
Yeah. What you could do with 5 pixels was quite amazing, Mark.
You had to save like every 10 minutes or so, otherwise you'd lose all your work.
They're telling me that we have to go to a break in just a couple minutes. So, any final thoughts?
We love you, Mark.
Hey, you guys have fun.
I just wish you were here.
I wish I could tune in and hear this thing. I'm having a little trouble on my machine.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that doesn't happen.
Buy a real computer.
Yeah. You didn't get a real connection.
You didn't get one of the Severance deal?
Okay. Well, thanks, Mark.
Okay, you guys have fun. We'll talk to you later.
We'll talk to you soon, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Do we have time for another call? One more call, and then we got to kind of cruise.
Okay. Hi, you're on the show. This is Ken.
Hello?
Hello.
I would like to know, with the breakup of Yosemite, what is the future for Quest for Glory 5? What is the future for the multiplayer edition?
Oh, let's see. Nobody in this room works for Sierra, so it's a little tough to answer that question.
I don't know that we know.
Yeah, we honestly don't know. I would say that based on the grapevine, and perhaps people in the chat room can tell you more than I can, Quest for Glory 4 was not as big a hit as everybody wanted, and unlikely that there will be another Quest for Glory anytime soon. But people in the chat room may actually know better than I do.
Okay. But Quest for Glory 5 was just released in December, and there was talk of a multiplayer edition being released.
Yeah, did you like the Quest for Glory 5 that you played?
I loved it.
Really?
I beat it in a week, but that was just because I spent several hours a day playing it.
I heard that, in fact, I saw just a few minutes ago, Corey and Lori were actually in the chat room. And,
oh, they were?
Yeah, they were
with them.
It was on as they were on as Corey and Lori. Corey and Lori, are you still there? If so, kind of raise your hand
or call in.
Although the phone lines are jammed.
Good, yeah.
And after this, we got to go to a commercial.
We'll keep our eye on the screen if you.
We will keep our eye on the screen. And actually, there is a Quest for Glory message board. And with that, we got to cut you off because I got to go to a break. Thanks, though.
Okay, thanks.
See ya. Thunder.
For lunch. Great moments in convenience store history. Starring a black woman, spring of 1985. Leonard Fuchel has an experience that alters the course of history.
Here's a shame. Now go away, candy boy.
Let's give Leonard an idea.
Gosh, why can't convenience stores have friendly salespeople?
Leonard takes his radical idea to Star Mart. They set out to build the perfect convenience store associate. Prototypes are tested, perfecting features like enthusiasm, helpfulness, and hygiene. Finally, success.
Welcome to Star Mart. Can I help you?
People everywhere marvel at this spectacle of excellence.
Entertained, Leonard. Love the windbreaker.
Thanks, Star Mart ladies.
Through it all, Star Mart never stops challenging itself to be the best. For example, Ben and Jerry's bars, $1.49. Four pack of Coke, $2.79. And a 3.5 ounce bag of Doritos and a Pepsi Big Slam, just $1.98. At your participating Star Mart, or supply glass, prices and berries. Star Mart has been friendly salespeople for you. Mexico, a world of energy.
As a lawman versed in the matters of right and wrong, I can tell you,
more than your average man ignorant of high fashion,
what leads to a pattern of deceit in the life of an individual? A bad haircut. Oh, go ahead, laugh, but statistics show that 2, 3, even 4 out of 5 people with bad haircuts have turned to a life of heinous crime, which makes sense. I mean, when a person receives no fuss, no hassles, and a super low price every time they do the supercut, they are 7 or 8 or even 9 times out of 10 more likely to lead a life of reflexive contentment. Shoot, even Thelma Lewis fingers when you're longer in the locks after they get the supercut. I have to be honest with you. I don't encourage her to stop.
Yeah. Visit any of the 33 Seattle Tacoma Supercuts, including Murphy's Corner on Bob the Leopard Highway next to Safeway, Woodinville on Northeast Woodinville Duval Road behind Sherry, and Bobble of the Uplink Town Center. Supercuts, it's you.
I'm Craig, and I'm Phil. We're the hosts of Not the News on Channel Z. Many people have asked us, what is Not the News? Well, it's the stuff that really matters.
It's stories of witch handcuffs, vibrators, and erotic dancing, and Australians contemplating their secret desires at a risque sex exhibition on Thursday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I would love to sit down with Osama bin Laden and buy him a beer. I would love to buy him a cool one.
Jesus.
Because I think I can help quantify some of the misconceptions that he's kind of said.
Most of all, it's two guys having one hell of a lot of fun.
I'm trying to kind of steer. I'm driving the boat. Kind of like the Captain Steuben of the Not the News.
Yeah.
Imagine Captain Steuben driving that boat with a couple of drinks. And Captain Steuben goes to the Exxon Valdez, right?
If you want to find out why America is still number one, here's some creepy stories, and hear the Hollywood News first on the Hollywood Strip. We've got your show. Basically, it's a place to get stupid. Not the News, the Freaky and Pacific Channel Z.
It's Not the News. Exclusively on
Hotspot.com. 45th Precinct, Riley here. Oh, it's you. That's great. You know, we're part of it.
Like.
In fact,
I believe we have the same taste in beer. Bud Ice, am I right? So why don't you come on down to the station? We can talk about it over a few cold ones, huh? Oh, sure, sure. So what do you say, fella? Yeah, yeah. You know, you can't just walk around here and drink beer. We live in a decent society. You can't just give an entire society the flippers. Okay, buddy, I see your game. And I can't do it. All right, you nutball. You're not so smart, but I'm going to nail you. Then we'll see who gets the last doobie-doobie dough. That's it. When I get my... So hang up on me. I'm not rolling you, you crazy penguin freak.
Drink Bud Ice, but beware the penguin.
And I just wait 10 years, Missouri.
I've got a letter here from Nathan Taylor. He posted this on the Roboto board.
Yeah.
And it was really touching to me, and I hope it is for everybody else. We've had a lot of fun here and a lot of laughs in the first hour and a half. And I just wanted to point the other side of Sierra and how it really affected many people's lives. So I'm going to quote from a letter here. Please allow me to get sentimental for a bit here. I grew up with Sierra Haynes. My first was King's Quest for the Mac, which I got for my fourth birthday in 1987. Eventually, I branched out to Space Quest, Quest for Glory, Police Quest, Gabriel Knight, and when I became old enough, it was easier to Larry. They were beyond pastimes for me. They were ways of stepping into the role of someone and acting out a story. I remember when Sierra made great software, and then sent a quarterly newsletter that made us feel like we all knew them, like we were all part of a family. Yosemite was a sort of a holy place for adventure game fans, and I actually drove by the old building in Coarse Gold. Goodbye, Al. Goodbye, Roberta. Goodbye, Ken. Goodbye, Scott. Thanks for the memories. Can a computer game make you cry? I can barely see the screen.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it is tough to read that board. For anyone in the audience who hasn't seen it, go to roboto.com. It's amazing. It is a, that is, it's even tough to talk about that one. Yeah.
And you know what? I want to thank Bill Shockley for putting up that board, too. I don't know if everybody knows, but that is literally a labor of love for him. And Bill, if you're listening, if you're out there, man, I appreciate it. And I thought it was really great it was posted on, I believe he got it up like the night after the announcement down there, but within a few days, well, within a week, I think he had tens of thousands of postings out of his net. Yeah, www.roboto.com. If you get a chance, if you care at all about the old days and the things we've been talking about here, take a chance to go by and see Bill Shockley's board, and it was really great. I thought it did a great thing because, well, you know, I'm an optimist at the base. You know, I think everybody that knows me would say that, and it made me realize that even out of that adversity of that closing of the office down there, that it gave everybody a chance to express a lot of emotions and say a lot of things about each other that we've all thought, we've all known over the past 20 years, and never really said. And I appreciated that. And so out of adversity came a chance for us to get together again and talk and share some laughs and share some good times and some great memories.
That's true. Some of the people that I've talked to who have been away from Sierra for a number of years, I heard this from a friend, talked to Robin Kleeman, was telling me about people that she knows have been away from Sierra for years and who you'd expect wouldn't really care much about Sierra. But when this happened, it pressed emotional buttons that people really didn't realize they still had for the place, regardless of how they felt about it. In fact, I've got a letter here that she wrote I've been reading some of the posts on the Yosemite site, and I miss Sierra so much. It's interesting to me now, when there are so many of us who can look back, that we think it was a good time. I had some of the most hysterical times in my life at Sierra. For example, Bill Shockley's As You Were, George of Paging People on the intercom. We all banded together to support Robert Fisher after his accident. But also, I recall is what someone else mentioned. I never had a feeling of us with and them with management. When we were all in the same building, I could walk into Ken's office for something, a sign, a signature on a PO or whatever. No big deal. Johnny was always there to bounce stuff off of. So was Bill Davis. These were the honchos from my earliest days. There were other honchos later, but these impressed me because I was new and naive. Mark Siebert, Bruce Balfour stood up for me in my last days there, and I will never forget them for that. Anyway, the list is endless, and I just wanted to wave at you all and tell you that I miss you, and my heart is with you. Chief, Robin.
Great. Wow. Okay. We've got some people that have been hanging out on the line for some of them for like an hour, so we'd better take a call now. Hi, this is Ken.
Hello, Ken. This is Jane. Yeah. I told you I'd call in. Here I am.
Hey,
I was on PSN, INN.
Yeah.
A few of my identities there were Kitty, Alana of the Pandy in Order, Slave Girl, and Norma.
You stated earlier
that you, i.e. PSN, was way ahead of its time with the world you created there. An updated PSN INN would have the cutting edge over any gaming company out there today. We want a spine, a talk room, and the old chat rooms like the taverns on PSN and in Eusebius. We want PSN INN back. Who better than the creators that brought us Eusebius, Red Baron, the Clubhouse, etc., to ask when they can bring us back home? I was going through some software a couple days ago and found TSN's Constant Companion installed this version 10.4C, dated 6/25/92. I guess that says how long it's been since I've been around and since I've enjoyed the games that you, your wife, Alvo, all the others created. We want our home back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do miss TSN. That was pretty special. Do you remember Gandalf?
Yes, I do.
I happened to get a letter from him today, and he asked if I could read just a bit of it on the air.
That would be great.
And he says, "Dear friends, INN mates, TSNers, and Sierra staff, most of you will remember me as Gandalf from TSN, INN, and Worldplay on AOL. First, I'd like to wish all those impacted by the CUC dismemberment of Sierra the best in your future endeavors. Next, hail all. I'm sorry I'm not able to attend. As some of you know, my system's caught, my 386 is not up to par for this chat." And then he goes on to talk about a lot of other stuff, which unfortunately I've had people on hold for an hour, so I can't talk about. But it was just a neat experience getting an email from him and you. And I loved Eusebius, and you know, I miss it personally and miss all the people especially.
Is there any chance at all that the creators, when the time comes back, can bring us a new world? Not the old one.
You're never going to have it. I wouldn't rule it out. I keep hoping somebody's going to do something like that because, there are game services out there now. Like
none of them match what we had there.
Isn't that strange? It was on 2,400 modems. How in the heck did we do that? There's some. That's the one thing people don't realize is the great people that ran Oakhurst. I mean, a lot of those people that are now looking for jobs were the people that created some of the most amazing software ever done.
Even Sierra failed with the realm trying to duplicate it.
The realm's not bad, though.
But it's not TSNN.
Yeah, that's true.
I had differences. But the things that those people managed to pull off were amazing. They really were.
I hate to do this, but I got to cut you off because
not a problem.
My people have been waiting, and we got to try to move through the college.
Yeah, that's right. Have a good one. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Ken. You're on the air.
Ken, you talking to me?
Hey, I am.
Hey, that was a
better voice. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, do I have to agree with Jane?
You have a bag, buddy?
How you doing, man? Hey, I'm going to have to agree with Jane. TSN kicked ass.
Hey, Greg Savage kicked ass, but all the other people there were.
Exactly.
Explain what Greg did and where he started out and what
did
he do.
Thank you, Scott.
I always wondered that when he
did. I wanted
to know what he
did. Look, I helped Scott all the time in
that
customer service cubicle.
Oh, my God.
We shared a bag together.
Oh, man, we're going way back.
Yeah.
Those are some great times. I wanted to thank all you guys for putting together that whole piece of business here in Oakhurst. And some of us are still here.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was great fun. I had a great time, and it puts an impact on everybody's life, like you were talking about earlier. People that still aren't there, people who've been away for so long, but that time at Sierra was so special. Regardless of whatever ups and downs everybody had, but everybody worked together to do their best.
Exactly. I think that's what Al was saying, though. It's like so many people are feeling that. All these emotions are coming back. Everybody's remembering it. No matter what they felt, no matter what conditions they left under, they're, you know, a lot of people, you know, are put the Sierra back inside and are thinking about those things. You guys had a great department. I know you did. Kurt Busch, I mean.
I don't see how people could bash Sierra. I mean, it was so much fun working there. Even though, you know, things were tight deadlines, whatever the pressures, it was just fun. And I still remember that as some of the best times I've had.
Yeah, people just wanted to do whatever it took to get things done.
Right, and have fun doing it.
Exactly.
And that's what we still want to do.
Exactly. But, Greg, I got to cut you short.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Hey, it was great talking to you guys.
Hey, this is all fun.
All fun.
I'll see you. Take care. Hi, this is Ken. You're on the show.
Hello?
Hi. How am I talking to you? Who is this?
This is Samira Kale. I'm one of your... Sierra's biggest fans. I'm really nervous. I'm only in 7th grade. Actually, I'm missing the show right now because my mom dragged me to a camp, so I'm calling on her cellular phone.
And you've been on hold for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I was wondering, are you going to post this on your TalkStuff site so that I could do it?
We are going to post it on the TalkStuff site. In fact, I'm planning on doing more than that. A lot of people sent me a lot of pictures that were incredible. And what I'm going to do is, not all of them were we able to air during the show. And I just noticed somebody leaving the room, Gary Coffler, an old friend. So I just wanted to say goodbye before I missed the chance. But no, we're going to set up a Sierra site within TalkSpot with all of it, because unbelievable stuff. I was sent by some people a complete listing of all the products that Sierra ever shipped. I was sent... scanned box pictures of every product, and so we're going to put this archive, we're going to put everything else we can find, and if anybody listening has any cool images or sound clips or anything else you've scanned through the years, email it to me on kenw@worldstream.com, and I'll try to get it onto the site, because, we did do something pretty incredible, and, it should be around for our children and their children to see. So
I'm really nervous, actually, because I've never really talked to, these big people before.
No, there's no big, we're all winning around here.
Two of us are big and white line.
So you want to say hi to Roberta?
Roberta?
Yeah. Have you ever played King's Quest?
Yeah, I've played all of them. She's like my favorite author.
Hi, I'm here.
Don't say too many nice things, though. She gets a big head and you can't live with her anymore.
Yeah, I just float around.
I wanted to let you know I'm creating a website that's named a tribute to Roberta Williams. Yeah. And I hope I'll send you an email or something when it's ready.
Are you Hordak?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
hi, nice, dear boy.
You're famous.
Yeah, you are. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. How's the weather in your part of the country?
It's fine. I'm in a camp. My mom dragged me here. I was really sad that I missed the show.
Come by TalkSpot and check out the archives. It's going to be archived here.
Yeah.
I hate to do this to you, Mordak, but we got all the lines lit up, and I want to make sure everybody gets a chance.
Well,
we've got a quick question.
It was nice for you to come. Yeah, do you have a quick question?
I just want to know if you guys plan to go back to Sierra, or, are there any plans for any of you to go back to Sierra and do any other games, or...
Not this time for me.
I certainly think that's up to Sierra.
Yeah.
And for me, this year is sabbatical, and that's all I can really say for me.
We all want to go home, but it doesn't want us. Somehow they locked the doors with us on the other side.
I really enjoyed the earlier Sierra games a little bit more than the later ones.
Yeah.
Well, nostalgia is always nice, but I think there's going to be some good stuff coming out of here.
Actually, I know some of the stuff.
You don't want to. There's always some good stuff.
It's a 4 and 5. I just love those. And I keep on playing them over and over and over again.
We do appreciate it. We've seen some of the stuff in the works of Sierra, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, don't get out of line.
I go to school.
Thanks for that.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, this is Ken. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
Who am I talking to?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, how you doing, Daniel?
Pretty good.
What can we tell you?
Well, I'd like to say something to Al Love, the original white pimp there.
No, you've made him say flattery he loves.
He even dresses like one.
Hey.
Anyway, back in around the late 80s, I was about 12, and his game was the first game I ever played.
Your mom liked it? I
got it. I read copies.
I saw this one of my kids sign in. Don't let my kids know you got to play it as well.
I was on 88, so that was going to torture
them. Oh, man. Oh, man.
How old are you now, then?
Huh?
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
What? And how have you turned out? You're in jail? Well, you're in prison?
Are you a pimp?
No.
I do have a question for Al, because we're trying to sweeten the line.
I'll make a real quick comment. I noticed that you guys always had a lot of in-game jokes about console games.
Sure.
And I like to say, I think computer games have kind of turned into that, and with like quick, low-quality games, try to make a quick buck. And I was noticing your guys' games were really focused on high quality. I was wondering if you'd ever see a whole lot of that returning. There's a lot of companies out there now. Because I know they get a lot of, nowadays they get a lot of support from, a lot of feedback from the internet. And I was wondering if maybe they would start listening to fans.
About
that.
It's our dream that happens again. And,
we just tried to make the kind of games that we wanted to play.
Yeah.
And I think that shows. And when you start having decisions made, let me put it this way, over the history of gaming, I mean, over the 20 years that I've been involved in computer games, the games that I saw that failed were often the result of somebody saying, well, I don't know, what do you want to do? Let's make one like that. And that's not the way to do it. I mean, you got to do something that you really believe in, that you really love, and that you want to do that would make a game that you want to play. And I think that's the secret of it.
That is true. Yeah, in fact, in the early days, I used to say that was how I would choose which games people did, was to ask them what they wanted to do until I saw their eyes light up.
Yeah.
And you could just see it. When suddenly they'd get emotional, that was the right game to do.
Yeah.
That's when Mark and I talked about Space Quest, we decided if it was a game that we enjoyed, and if we enjoyed working on it, we knew that other people would like it. We knew that we had a really good chance. And when we were younger and we had the energy and we weren't quite so burned, that seemed to be the thing. We wanted to make sure we enjoyed it, and we knew it would transfer to the players, and we seemed to have accomplished that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would say I've enjoyed every game I've played, and as a reward for Al, I did buy a copy of
Hey, on that happy note, I unfortunately had to
cut my child.
Cut you short because they got to rip through the rest of the lines with only 7 minutes to go.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. First time caller, frequent employee.
Hey. Who am I talking to?
This is Pat Cook.
Pat, hey, yeah. How you doing?
Doing pretty darn well.
Hey, another part of our unemployed alumni.
Yeah.
I remember, it was Sandy Crow, Mark's wife, was the HR director when I got there.
That's true.
Back at the Redwood building.
Yeah, yeah, right.
My paycheck stuff said something like employee number 68 or something like that. So I was one employee off from being Allo's favorite employee.
Hey, for those that don't know, Pat Cook is the one of my heroes, the man who wrote one of the best football games that has ever existed. In fact, so great it took almost 10 years to ruin it. would that be a safe statement, Pat?
Yeah, I would think so.
We have to put the 7-second delay on you. Hopefully nobody heard me say that.
My favorite part of that game was coming when I came up here to Dynamics, because I was at Sierra for a little while, and I went to Cinemaware. And then I came up here to Dynamics, and I don't know if you knew that I was here yet. You had just heard we had this football game, and you came in for the demo the first day. I remember Johnny came with you, your brother John, and Rick Gavin was there. And you guys came in, and the look on your face when you walked in and saw that here I was sitting there wanting to show you this great football game, and now I was one of your employees again. That was worth coming back just for that.
That was great.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, some people are kind of down about some of the things going on, but I also just want to say, I know there's a lot of other employees out there, former employees of from down in Elkhurst and other divisions as well. Mark was on the phone a little while ago, and I wanted to say thanks to all you guys, you know, for giving us even the chance to work in this industry.
I second that.
And, you know, people will go on to other things. Life will continue. But this was a tremendous opportunity for a lot of us. I never would have had the chance. I always dreamed of being in the industry. And you guys gave me a chance to do it down there. And then again, you know, up here via Dynamics. And I just want to say thanks for all of that.
You said a ton, Pat.
Hey, thank you. Here. Well...
Anyway,
amazing. Okay, thanks.
I'll
nice talking to you.
Other people, but thanks, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Hi, you're on. This is Ken.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
Rob.
Rob, how you doing, Rob?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. What can we tell you?
Okay, well, considering time is pretty short, let's get right to the
point. I know. We have 5 minutes and 6 lines, so talk fast.
All right. Well, what did happen to the rock band that did the Space Quest 3 music?
Oh, what was the name of that? That was great. What was the band?
The Supertramp.
No.
Yes, it was Supertramp.
We had Bob Stevenberg from Supertramp, who had music for Space Quest 3.
Yeah. And also Jan Hammer did music for... No, that was Space Quest.
Right.
Yeah, he did Space Quest King. Yeah.
Bob Stevenberg, the drummer of Supertramp, did our score for Space Quest 3.
Who was the band that was always in there? It was a parody of a real band. The three guys with the long beards.
We got a lawsuit.
Anyway, I got 6 more phone lines. So whatever did happen
to Beauty Shop, that's true. They disappeared after they were in our game.
After they were in Skyhawk. No. That'll get in the lawsuit.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, great.
See ya. Hi, you're on the air. It is your turn.
Hi, it's a pleasure calling in and talking to you. And I just want to say that I am very distraught about these recent term of events that's happening. And I want to say I'm a big fan of Space Quest and Celeste Quest Glory, Lucy and Larry, all of those. And I just wanted to give you all my love and tell you all that I'm a really big fan. And although Mr. Williams, I want to say that Time Slot is really good.
Hey, thank you.
That's your call.
Hey, come back and visit us here often. And, I know. We're all kind of having fun, but we're forgetting that it really is a bad thing that happened. Oakhurst is not a great town to be out of work. It's a small town that, with 20/20 hindsight, probably was not a smart place to have located a big software company in the first place.
Maybe it wasn't a big software company.
But it wasn't at the time.
How you located
it? Yeah, it's just, I'll tell you, this is not a good time to be living in Oakhurst trying to sell a house, because we, at some ways, were the local economy, and when Sierra left town, it left, it was tough. Which a lot of people on the show can tell you.
Yeah, thanks for your
time. Anyway, thank you, though.
You've actually echoed the sentiment of a lot of people. Thank you for that.
Okay, we got 3 minutes and 4 lines, so we're going to cruise through. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, my question is for Al. Al, who's, like, your favorite babe from Weasley Way?
How many girls have you had? my favorite babe is the...
I've been in house town. He has all of them taped to the wall of his restaurant.
Well, I didn't actually need tape.
Okay, well, the next car ride. Who is that
babe now? Right now, this is Tom.
You know, I've been emailing you a lot. Oh, hi, Tom. You did call in, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I appreciate all the nice things you've done. That's been cool.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks. We got 2 more lines we got to do, so...
Good to talk to you.
And before I go to the next line, I got an email just before we went on the show from Marco and Kajira, who had been on TSN, and a picture of them, and a note that they got married back when they met on TSN, and were the first couple to actually get married on TSN. And they're still married to this day. Says they did marry in the real world, and we'll celebrate their 4th legal anniversary in May. Being married in TSN. And they sent a picture that looked really great, and unfortunately it came too late to get in. But let's take another call. And this is Ken. You're on the show. Hi, you still there?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just think you guys should build a new empire or something, because I own, like, 60 at least Sierra games, and they're the only games I buy.
Okay, the Sierra is... Yeah, a lot of people on the show are from the Elkhurst location that was shut down, but I'll tell you, everybody wants Sierra to do well. They consolidated to Seattle. It's not like Sierra went out of business. There's a lot of great people that are in Seattle that get up every morning and work really hard to make it a great company, and in Boston and in Eugene, Oregon. And, you know, for them, they see this... Sierra's going to be there. I mean, Sierra's going to be a great company. There's a lot of great games coming out this year, and you know, I just don't want people to think it's the end of the world for Sierra.
Any chance that I can Oakhurst firm that you guys could start up maybe in years down the line?
Oh, you know, never say never, but right now I'm hoping that Tuskbutt does really well and becomes my future.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a really good broadcast.
Okay, they're telling me I got 1 minute to the end of the show, so let me take another call. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're the last caller of the night. How you doing?
It's Corey Cole.
Hey, Corey!
Oh,
awesome. We couldn't have timed that better.
Wow.
No problem, Corey.
Yeah, we were incredibly gratified by all the fans making Quest for 45 happen, and sorry, it took a year longer than we planned for it. We've had a lot of people asking what we're doing from here, and it's kind of up in the air.
Too bad we're out of time, or you could tell them. Okay, you got 20 seconds, Corey. Talk fast.
Quick plug, Corey. Quick plug.
Yeah, we're talking to lots of people. Yeah, go and buy Quest for Glory 5. We've got enough royalties. Maybe we'll have enough money to do some more games.
Okay, see you later, Corey. Take care. Okay, sorry to cut him off. Thank you, everybody. You've made this a very special experience. Hi to everybody in Oakhurst. Wish we had more time. And come back and visit TalkSpot again. We'll get this archive up on the page within the next week or so. And see you later. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
bro. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
How many head honchos shop at the men's warehouse?
George, Sandy Ray, President of Hangouts Energy. I've been traveling a lot, incredibly busy. Took everything I've got to the cleaners. 7:45 Monday evening, I'm at my desk. I get a call from a new and important client. He wants me in the middle of tomorrow morning. 8:30, I'm in his warehouse. Bob Rugg. I tell him I'm predicting. Bob picks out a beautiful pair of gray slacks, all wool, all rock. Gets me a shirt. Everything's tailored, pressed, throws it a belt. I'm out of there by 9 o'clock. Clothes do make demand. I'm going to make the sale tomorrow. I guarantee it.
Every day, more than 7,000.
Hi everyone, this is Ken again. Let's see, I've got to take off for the night, but before I go, I just wanted to let you know what's happening on TalkSpot. In a few minutes on this very channel, we'll have Steve Malzberg, which is a political show, and actually Steve's pretty interesting. I'd encourage you to give him a shot. And if you check on the right side of your screen where it says channels, you'll find you can tune through other channels to find out what else is on TalkSpot now. I think we have going a sports show on Channel Z, and we've got on Channel... what is on the live channel? Somebody tell me real quick. Laura Lee, who... let's see. Laura Lee's tough to describe, and I'm not sure what she's doing tonight, but I would definitely encourage you to give that a try. Kind of an interesting show. A little bit half science fiction, half everything. Anyway, give it a try. Thanks for being here. See you soon.